This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast.
The duration of a hug tells you a lot about the person and how they feel about you. Boom.
Yeah.
Touched on this in the show. We wanted to go a little further. 3 seconds or less means you like that person. You're friendly, but you don't want to linger there. 3 seconds or less. And that might be a lot of time. There are people who might feel uncomfortable with hugs.
The 3 seconds is probably more like, hey, I haven't seen you in a while kind of hug, right?
That little hug that comes with the pat. Hey, right. Man.
It's the business hug.
Yeah. Right. And then if a hug lasts longer than that, if someone cares about you or they've missed you, it's about 7 seconds. That's a significant hug. And one of the things when we were touching on it, the story that you guys loved, especially Murphy, is the Disney story. And I had heard that. I saw it on a TED Talk somewhere a long time ago or something. The true story of the Disney characters at Disney World and Disneyland who are dressed up as you name it, Goofy, mm-hmm. whatever. The ones that are dressed up in those mascot-looking costumes.
Snow White.
When they, that's
they're
true,
not
too.
Costumes.
Those
characters.
Are not costumes. Those are characters.
Right.
They are instructed by Disney when a child wants a hug, you continue to hug them until the child lets go. Mm. They direct the duration of the hug. And that's so beautiful because what if that child has waited? The whole trip is about meeting you and hugging you. And maybe that child needs the hug. And what a beautiful thought for any time that you hug a child.
Yeah, I think that is classic Disney with the customer experience. I do love
it
that.
It is. Let them be the one to direct when to let go.
Yeah, and they're cast members. That's what they call them, right? Do they call the characters characters? Everybody's a cast member, aren't they?
It's cast member.
But the cast members, sure, who are, I guess, in character mm-hmm. are the ones that are giving those hugs. I love that.
It's a great thought.
And, but then I wonder, okay, so if you go past 7 seconds, then what territory are you entering there,
When do you enter Creepville?
You just never know.
By the way, I don't mean at Disney. I'm just saying.
I was wondering, what's the Disney criteria for hugging adults?
I suppose.
If Murphy wants from Jasmine to get a hug.
I mean, let's not get gross about it. It probably needs to be about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't see a bunch of adults hugging the characters. I see the characters and the cast members hugging children. I don't know if that thought's never crossed my mind. But I will say this.
Yeah, they probably. Maybe that's why they explicitly say, let the child lead. Not the adult. Let the child lead.
There's another hug in pop culture that you can watch now. You can go Google it and find it. And it's from the Eras Tour. With Miss Taylor Swift.
Okay.
And it's so beautiful and brilliant. And someone pointed it out, and I saw a reel or a short about it, a TikTok or whatever.
Is it the hat hug?
It's the hat hug. When at every Eras Tour stop where she would, she's wearing the hat, and there's a kid that usually they say her mother chose that fan out of the audience. Yes, you can go up during, was it 22? The song 22? You can go up and you're going to get a hug from Taylor and she's going to give you her hat. That was part of the Eras Tour. And if you watch closely, the beauty is in the subtleness. Even though that child wants to do it and has been chosen and the word was by her mom, Taylor goes, "Can I hug you?" Taylor asks permission. She does not just hug a child.
Yeah.
She asks permission first. "Can I hug you?" Mm-hmm. And the child always goes, "Yes. Please." Yeah. But that is a subtle, beautiful thing and the correct way to handle affection with a child.
Yeah.
Especially a child who's not in your life that you don't know, that's a fan, that you're meeting.
Yeah. And I think that actually would go for an adult scenario, too, where it's somebody you don't know that well, but you want to offer some sympathy, in a time of trouble or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you ask permission, or would it be appropriate? We've been to funerals and other things like that where I've, if I haven't known someone that well, I don't just mean funerals. I'm just saying if you're, if it's sympathy that you're offering and it's really somebody you don't know that well.
We've all seen the unexpected hug, like I'm hugging this person, this person's hugging me, but we've all seen that and that can be awkward. It's a social, physical contact.
Mm-hmm.
You probably don't remember this, Murphy, because these sort of things in the beginnings of relationships mean a lot to women and stand out to women,
mm-hmm.
and women remember them forever. Do you remember our first hug?
I don't remember our first hug, but I would guess, I hope that I asked you if it was okay.
I can tell you the whole story. I can tell you the whole story.
Really?
It was here. It was at work.
Was it?
It was outside in the early morning hours. We had become really good friends, which is how we started. We became friends first.
So this was before any of the romantic.
Yes. Okay.
What was the context of the hug?
He said, "I want to give you a hug." You asked basically. You didn't say, "Can I give you a hug?" You said, "I want to give you a hug."
Okay.
And you opened up your arms.
And you walked away.
What is this guy doing?
So I gave you we hugged.
Wow.
And it was probably pretty short. It was not a 7 second or longer hug.
I feel stupid for not remembering that.
That's okay. I honestly think that I knew what was going on between you and I before you did. Women are very
just like now.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's kind of a lifetime thing with me, isn't it? Right. Here he goes. I know him better than he knows himself.
Well, I just was very intuned with that. And so that's the story of our first hug.
Yeah.
And I thought that was beautiful that you, I want to give you a hug as a question. You said it with your arms open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you have quite the memory there.
Of course
there
I
on
do.
That.
I do.
And I mean, there are plenty of wonderful moments that I do remember like that, but I don't.
It's okay.
But, you know.
I don't care that you don't remember that.
Well, I'm glad I was polite about it, you know.
I don't think I've ever hugged you, Jody.
You have.
I have?
Well, okay. No, we haven't ever hugged. However, we did dance together at one of your weddings, and that was awkward because we never hugged.
Oh.
We're not those kind of friends.
Oh. I don't remember that.
Well, you're
either.
Not really a hugger anyway, Sam, right? No. I mean, so it's not something that you reach out to do.
No.
You know,
not well, his children he hugs and the mother.
Sometimes.
You know, I think about my dad. After my mom passed away, it's interesting, the more that he was hanging around people, he began to hug people.
Mm-hmm.
He was never really, you know, a hugger before then. I mean, I always hugged my dad, but, you know.
Well, that's a good question. Did you grow up in a home where you were hugged as a child? Because that is very important. It's a physical showing of love.
Right. So what's interesting about that is there certainly were times my dad was a handshake person.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, honestly, I think that's where I learned the importance of the handshake.
Mm-hmm.
And every night before bed, now that I'm thinking about this, God, I hadn't thought about this in forever. When me and my brother and sister would go to bed and we'd tell our parents goodnight, we would hug our mom and I would shake my dad's hand. I think he hugged my sister, though.
Right. Isn't that funny?
But then later in life, I mean, as we became, I think probably after he went through, in fact, actually now I know for a fact, when he went through rehab, and did his 30 days inpatient to get sober. After that, and you're experiencing conjoint and all those things, the meetings and whatnot. From that point forward in our lives, we always hugged.
Beautiful.
So
beautiful.
You know, from my 20s on, 19, 20 years old, however it was when he went into rehab, and later. And I remember our daughters, Taylor and Phoebe, saying this, Jody. Remember, a bunch of the friends were over, too. Mm-hmm. And he gave every single one of Taylor's friends a hug.
And they were like, cool.
It was really sweet. It was really sweet. Because that's who I guess once my dad felt comfortable giving that kind of affection and showing people that kind of affection, it stuck.
You know, you have to realize when you're a child, even if you're the adult child, a person, your parent, is also a work in progress. Every single human, every single person is learning how to live, how to be, getting better all the time. Most people do.
Yeah.
You can't live without some self-awareness and work on things.
Right.
And so he probably decided, you know what? I want to be more affectionate. I want to be affectionate to my grandchildren. Why not the kids as well?
My dad was not a hugger either.
Yeah.
And he was also... most of the time, not an I love you person.
Yeah.
It wasn't until probably the last couple of years of his life when I brought it up that it started happening.
Oh, wow.
And I'm
good for you.
Made a point for myself that I will always do that with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So my kids, we never part without a hug and an I love you.
Right.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to tell you what I wouldn't give to be able to give my dad a hug right now and that same thing.
Mm. Totally.
Because that is every single visit. I mean, it was before my mom passed, too, but definitely after my mom passed. I mean, man, I wasn't walking out of that house without that hug and the I love you.
Correct. Because you learn the reality of, this is all.
Good for you for being proactive with that. Yeah. You know? I mean, who knows? Because you don't know what his background was. That probably helped him to accept and understand that. I mean, my God, you're his son. So at least if you're making the proactive move, it would be very hard for him not to return that.
And if you would have just done what he did, assuming that that's what you're supposed to do, and never you know, that decision to do that with your dad and do it with your children, you've changed their life.
Yeah.
You've improved their life.
And that's, you know, it's just a minor part of it, but I've always thought that I'm intentionally going to do this. Now it's just natural, but I want that for my kids, something to grow on.
Sure.
When they have kids, well, my dad hugged me and he said, I loved you. Do something else for your kid on top of that. Or even if you just do that, that's great. I just want that example out there. I want them to know that.
Yeah. You broke a cycle. You started something new that every kids need.
Yeah.
They need to know that they are loved the way they are, you know, and if you don't say it a lot, you show it with that sort of affection. Mm-hmm. I will tell you that I did hug my dad a good bit growing up, but my favorite thing that he would do is if we were ever sitting somewhere, let's just say we were in church. And if I loved it when he put his arm around me, I love it when a man puts his arm around me. I think that's just, you know me, I'm very masculine energy, feminine energy comes together perfectly.
Yeah. I just can't tap, but I can put my arm around you.
What do you mean tap?
I tend to be when I put my arm around Jody or whatever, I tend to be not fidgety, but I'm always, hand moves. It's who I am, tickling me.
And I'm like, don't move.
I don't mean to tickle. I think that in my head is some sort of like reflex. I'm, you know, loving on you. You know what I mean? And it's like, just put your arm around her.
I just don't want to be tickled.
Don't tickle her. And I'm not trying to tickle you, obviously.
Right. I really, really love that because he did that. And I was like, I felt so protected. And I love that. I remember loving that the first time a boyfriend did it years ago, way before I met you. But he said that's a thing.
And he set the tone for that, though, how you should be, you know, treated, or just a really healthy expression of love.
Sure.
You know?
Like protection almost. Yeah. That's one thing that I love in a man in my life. I like that idea. I bring certain things to the table and you bring certain things to the table, and your protection is one in my mind and my psyche that you bring. But I will say this, the last thing too, I had that sort of affectionate relationship with my father. He had one of those big chairs, big rocking chairs, not really a lazy boy, but dad's chair. And it was all tweed 70s, 80s. It was hideous, really. But he would get in it and I would get in there with him and we were all snug. Oh. And I loved that. I would watch boxing and football with him, and that's why I know about football, because I was insistent on spending that time with my father. But when I was a little girl, I didn't have as affectionate a relationship with my mother. But after my father died and a stepfather came into my life, and I know I've told y'all some stories about my stepdad and how that was for me at that time when I was so angry and sad to have lost my father. He came in pretty quickly after my dad died and they got married, and that was a hard thing for me. But I will tell you, my mom and I were going through some problems at that time because I was an angry teenager. Mm-hmm. He was the one, my stepdad, who suggested to my mom, just hug her more. Give her hugs more. And she did.
That's great. I didn't know that.
I know. I've never told you that story.
No.
Yeah. I always tell you the funny stories about all that time, but not that story. But that's a beautiful thing. And I feel like that opened the door for she and I. We became closer anyway, because like when you lose somebody in a family, that closeness that happens just because you've survived it together happened.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There's one category you didn't touch on. The bro hug.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the pat?
It can involve a handshake or, you know, like the dap hands with the other hand going behind the back with the pat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you know what? With my closest friends now, I mean, maybe I'll reach out at first with the handshake and to pull in, but I just hug. Period. I mean, maybe it's just where I am, you know, in life with the people that I've known for so long who mean so much to me. I just hug, you know.
It feels good.
It does feel good.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.